Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Johnny Tan, author of From My Mama's Kitchen, Food for the Soul, Recipes for Living. Welcome to my weekly From My Mama's Kitchen talk radio show. Today, we are concluding our series on Mothers Celebrating Mother's Day with a very special topic. My guest is Susie Stauffer. She is the founder of an organization called Beyond the Bus Stop. Everyone knows that being a new mom is very exciting and joyful. However, with it comes also a new challenge, a balancing act of motherhood and one's self-identity and well-being. Through its various local chapters and online support, Beyond the Bus Stop has helped countless women nationwide address this issue. Susie, along with several of her mom members this morning, Tracy and Jackie, and I will be discussing how moms all over the country are once again recapturing the magical, heartfelt moment of being a mother, a wife, the woman she has always envisioned of being, while celebrating the wonderfulness of motherhood. Good morning, ladies. Welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen. How are you doing
today?
Good morning.
Morning.
Great. Wonderful. I'm so glad to have all of you here this morning to join me. You know, I have to say, before basically talking to Susie, I have no idea what Beyond the Bus Stop is, and I'm very excited of learning about it this morning. But before we get to that point, let us all begin by having an opportunity to talk a little bit about yourself. Susie, perhaps you get started by telling us, walking us through your life's journey from childhood to the present moment.
Oh, wow, that's a long journey. I'm 46 years old, so that is quite a journey. And
we will flip that out, by the way, in case if you don't want anybody to know that.
No, I'm actually really proud to be 46. I think it's probably in my 40s been the best time of my life. Probably the time that I've enjoyed my kids the most at this stage. And starting out as a young girl, I think in some ways I've recaptured who I was as a young girl. I remember looking back at old photos, always having a smile on my face, always, you know, looking for the good in the world and wanting to reach out to help others. And as a little girl, I always thought my life would be interesting and extraordinary, and I had dreams of being in television, and I thought I'd travel, and I really just had grand visions. And, you know, life, and we make decisions and choices along the way, and I certainly had some turbulent times through high school. I went off to college, which was wonderful. I went all the way out to the West Coast, and I was really able to learn and grow more about who I was. I ended up not going into television. I ended up going into education, which was a wonderful experience for me to work with children. But we fast forward to having my own children. And again, I thought I'd have this fabulous life and I'd do all these fabulous things. Well, one child led to a second child, which led to a third child. Suddenly, Johnny, I have to fast forward to the moment of Beyond the Bus Stop, the moment I realized what it might be. I was standing at the bus stop with three very small children and one infant, and I didn't even recognize myself anymore. I didn't even take care of myself anymore. My mother can attest to it because she dropped off a bag of fresh new clothes for me and said, honey, and makeup. And she said, honey, you got to start taking care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And I just looked in the mirror and I just didn't know, where did that sparkly, bright-eyed, big smile little girl go? You know, she is so far gone at that point. And I was talking to a friend and she was telling me that she wore her pajamas to the bus stop. And I just thought, boy, we are all in such a rut. We're still women, but we're in such a rut. What happened? And Johnny, she said to me, Suze, I have clothes for Beyond the Bus Stop. Don't worry. And the light bulb went off, and I said, I got to find that again. I got to find what that is. Like, there must be something beyond it if we have to have special clean clothes for it. So for me, that was a real turning point to, in a lot of ways, rediscover that little girl in me that had big dreams, that had courage, that had some confidence. And that was really the beginning of that part of the journey for me.
That sounds fantastic. It's amazing. One of the things that, after hearing what you say, you know, one of my moms used to tell me that when you're young, you learn, and when you get old, you understand. And it's quite fascinating when you look at things sometimes, and then you realize that, wow, you know, well, we don't always stop learning, but pretty much that's what's going on right now in our lives. How about you, Tracy? Please give us a quick walk through your life's journey from childhood to the present moment.
Well, I was raised in a small town. We did farming and ranching and rodeo stuff, and I was always, you know, active with my animals and active in 4-H and FFA, and always had lots of friends and, you know, was, I guess, fairly popular. I was rodeo queen for a while, and I love life. I still love life, but kind of like Susie, I got into a rut. At age 28, I was actually widowed twice within a year's time, and that kind of set a lot of things in motion that changed my life in a lot of ways. When my husband was killed in a car accident, I had a 2-year-old little girl that there I was, happened to raise her by myself, which wasn't a big challenge for me because I, you know, was active and had a very profitable business at the time, and so that wasn't a big issue. But there was a lot of changes that went on through that, and it helped me grow. I think that, you know, every time you have something that comes into your life, you have to look at it in a positive way, no matter how bad it can be, and look at it that it can help you grow. And sometimes you don't see that right at the time. And I'll be honest, I didn't see it right at the time. It took me a while to see that change in my life helped me to grow. And after 4 weeks after I had my youngest child, who is now 7 and a half, we left my current husband and my oldest daughter and the new baby and myself took a journey 2,500 miles away from the home that I had known my whole life and decided to start our life over again in Texas. And it was a challenge. It was harder on me than I thought it was. Now looking back, at the time I thought, I'm going to do this. I can do this. No problem. You know, don't stand in my way. I'm going to do this. And I did, you know, I did the best I could, but now looking back on it, there was more struggles there than I really thought there was in my own mind even. But I got through it and things are, you know, turning around for me. I've currently got a very successful business and I've written 2 books and working on another one with Susie right now. So, I think that all women go through things, and sometimes, you know, like you said, you understand them later. You learn from them, and then you understand them later. You really do, and because not always at the time is it an understanding. A lot of times at the time, you're thinking, what the heck? But right. Later on, you understand why those journeys had to come, and but what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It really does.
Right.
There's a lot more in there, but that's kind of the gist of my life, I guess.
That's wonderful. I mean, what it is that it gives us an opportunity, I think, in situations like this. There are turns in our life, there are events, there are turning points. Some of us obviously have many more than others. And in all actuality, we all have all these turning points. Some it's not as drastic as others, you know, and I think in your particular case, obviously, you have a tremendous amount of experience living, and you know, it's if the University of Life offers degrees, you have a wall full of it, you know, and so you got to be thankful for that because you have a wealth of experience and knowledge to share with others, and I think that's a tremendous asset that you bring to the table, so to speak. And how about you, Jackie? I mean, what's your story like?
My story is a little bit different than Tracy's, although I've had a lot of change in my life as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Jackie. This year I turned 40, so that's going to be a big milestone for me in the summer. But when I was little, I was very happy-go-lucky. Whatever happened, happened. When I got up in the morning, I always had a smile on my face. I couldn't wait to go play with some friends, and I never really had plans of what I was going to do. Things just sort of unfolded. And that's sort of the way that I've lived my life a lot. I try not to have too strict of a path that I'm trying to walk down so that I can keep my options open for many things and for anything that might come my way. I went to school at University of Delaware, and I needed a job, so I ended up getting a job while I was going to college. And that job led me to be able to move to a lot of different cities around the United States. I got to live in Dallas. I got to live in Atlanta. I got to live in Florida. Now I'm back here in Pennsylvania. And within those moves, I moved a couple times within those states. So I got to move around a lot and meet a lot of people. And I just tried to, you know, stay on a path that keeps me open to whatever happens. However, now that I do have children, I have a 9-year-old and an 8-year-old, I sort of want those roots to be planted here so that they don't have to keep moving around the way that I had done, because not everybody enjoys that like I do.
Right.
So now I'm pretty much here in one spot, but I'm still trying to live my life with keeping things open and trying to figure out what the next step is going to be because, I mean, everything constantly changes, and that's the part of life that I love so much.
That's fantastic. That sounds like a wonderful story. You have obviously a wonderful journey so far, and that's very, very exciting. And we have, I believe, let's see here. I believe we have Desiree on the line.
Yes, finally I'm here. Of course, I have the life of a mom. The life of a mother is never a dull moment. But I'm finally here to chat it up with you guys today.
Fantastic. And what I'd like you to do is to tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us a quick walkthrough here of your life's journey from childhood to the present moment.
Oh, well, you know, the one thing I have to say is that I learned so much about myself when I became a mom because I didn't realize how multitasking and how much it was that you learn about what you can handle when you become a mother. So I feel like I'm a very organized, structured person, and I always prided myself as being very systematic and very Virgo-like, where I have to have control over every aspect of my being. And however, when I became a mother, I realized that I had to put all that on the side and all that on the back burner because you know how life throws curveballs and how it is that you have to switch gears a lot of times and accept what comes your way when you do have kids. So I do think that I learned a lot about myself, and I've learned how to lighten up a bit and not to be so structured all the time so that I can enjoy this existence with my children and my husband for the life that we chose together.
Very interesting, because basically you've learned how to live in the present moment.
Yeah, totally, and I think that that's what's so important is to not to always feel that you have to plan every blessed detail, that if you do that, you sometimes rob yourself of the experience and the joy in experiencing the day-to-day life as a mom, as a woman, as a wife, and all the things that we are to become. So I do think that a lot of myself in the past was planning, organizing, structuring, and then when I became a mom, I realized that all that is very well and good, but if I do that painstakingly to the point of exhaustion, then how much am I really going to enjoy this chapter in this life that I'm living with them now?
Very, very interesting. So, how has motherhood affected you, though? Because I know you kind of walk us through a little bit about somewhere along the line, then you realize you went into this, you know, moment of, oh, my gosh, I'm having sort of almost, for lack of a better term, sort of an anxiety situation. But I'm sure there was a point in your life that motherhood was just, like, totally awesome because it's like, wow, this is what exactly I'm looking for. And then, of course, the other side of the equation is not realizing that, it's a lot more than what I'm expecting or what the things that I didn't expect. So maybe perhaps can you share with us your thoughts about that?
Well, I hope that this is where we're headed with this. I hope that I'm not babbling too much. But I think that when I had my children at first, I thought, oh, you know, when you have a child, it's supposed to be that bliss, that feeling of major connection as soon as they're born. Well, I think for myself, I had that postpartum, which was frightening for me because, again, I was so structured and so organized and thought everything was just supposed to be perfect from the get-go. But you know what? Life is sometimes that it's not always so hunky-dory and that you have to grow in the experience. So for myself, with postpartum, as I'm sure other ladies might be able to connect with and resonate with, I think that it was a journey for me to embrace what motherhood truly was and not what I fantasized it to be. So that's why when I got out of postpartum and I, you know, trialed through it and had a great support system with my husband and my family, I was able to come out the other end stronger because I realized that I am capable of so much. I think that's why becoming a mom for me was just this amazing experience because I realized what I am capable of and that there are ups and downs and not everything is always so perfect. And that I had to swallow that and digest it and wrap my brain around it and forge ahead and not get down and to connect with women that were in the same boat as me and to not feel that I had to be so perfect all the time, that I was the only one that was supposed to do this alone. I think that it's so important to connect with others that are in the same experience with you because we grow by connecting with each other. And your content in life is so much stronger when you include people in your circle. So becoming a mom, getting through postpartum, and you know, interacting with moms that are doing the same thing as me every day, and then joining Beyond the Bus Stop has been a hugely enlightening experience for me because there are women out there who want to be well-rounded, wonderful people, not only in the home but outside the home, and discover who we are and what our next chapters are in life.
Very interesting. Ladies, I mean, she brought up a very interesting point about the second half of the equation in any marriage, the husband. Anyone care to tell me a little bit about that situation? Tracy, let's start off with you.
Today's my anniversary, as a matter of fact.
Happy anniversary!
Well, thank you.
You made it!
That's awesome.
Well, the husband's very important, you know, and they... You're going to have ups and downs with him because you are trying to mesh two different families together because he had an upbringing and you have an upbringing. And sometimes that can clash some heads and fists and all kinds of things. It can make for some big challenges. And you're going to have some ups and downs. And as long as you realize that you're going to have the ups and downs, then you can get through that. So many people get upset because there's those ups and downs. And then for lack of a better term, they give up. And don't get me wrong, I've thought about giving up myself at times because there's times where it is frustrating. But, you know, at one point you love this person and you wanted them to be part of your life, and that can continue to grow. And as long as you understand, just like I can't remember which one said it, but things change and you grow and they grow, but not always at the same rate. And as long as you understand that and you can compromise for that and help each other, then that can help. This is one of my favorite things because when I was told this, it was just like a spark went off and I went, oh, yeah. Because so many women get together with men hoping to change them, and men get together with women hoping that they will never change. And so many times what happens is men rarely change and women always change. Because women's experiences with life grow them so much because there's such that connection and bond with a child that a man does not have as much with a child. And so a lot of those things change, and our hormones can make us change in so many different ways. And sometimes it's frustrating for men because we change, and we have to understand that too and let them be part of that change and don't just push them out of it. And I think that can bring that household together in so many more ways.
Very interesting, you know, analysis from your side. And Jackie, how about you?
I actually got cut off, and I just came back in. What was the question?
Oh, the question is about how does your husband play into the equation? In America, it is a two-part equation here. So as you go through motherhood, you know, obviously when you first became a mom, that's something exciting, wonderful, and somewhere along the line you went into this little dip. But together, as a family, you know, the husband is in there, is in the equation. So what are your thoughts about, you know, your husband? How does he fit into the situation?
Well, I actually had to whip him into shape. I had a hard time. I'll be honest with you. I had a hard time being a first-time mom. My second one was easy. Everything just kind of sort of went with the clockwork. But when I had my son, I really wasn't ready to have kids. I knew, you know, what it was like. None of my friends have had any kids at that point. I was pretty much one of the first ones to have kids. So I didn't have a good role model to watch of how – I was a working mom at the time, so I was working full-time, and so was my husband. And at the time, we were sort of competing in our career. We were at the exact same level. So, you know, we were working, and one of us would be in a meeting, and it would be time to go pick up my son from daycare, and I'd say, well, I'm in a meeting, you've got to go. And he'd say, no, you have to go. And we used to go back and forth of whose job is more important, who's the one who's going to take the back seat, and who's the one that's going to be the lead in raising the kids.
Right.
And it was really hard for us because at the time we truly were equals when it came to the office, and we did work for the same company, which sort of made it even worse.
Right.
And I found it very, very terrifying to know that I might end up losing the status that I have at my company. But on the same time, it was terrifying thinking, well, I can't keep my child in daycare all night long while I was trying to work. So
right.
I felt like for me, it was so much pressure as the mom that I should be the one to be there to get him from daycare. Mm-hmm. And I should be the one when he's sick that I stay home from work. And when he's crying and someone needs to go over to the daycare to check on him, that it had to be me. But yet I also felt like I had to work and really still continue to prove myself that I still can handle both of this. I almost felt like I had to be superwoman. And it was a very hard thing for my husband and I to come to terms with. I needed to let him in, and I needed him to step up and really do half of the work in every way, shape, or form. So for us, we really had to come to an agreement of whose career is going to take the lead, which I ended up becoming a stay-at-home mom just because it was way too difficult. And once we made that decision, I think it was a little bit easier for us in our situation just because we realized that, you know, one of us had to do it, and it made most sense for me, and I'm very glad that I did as the mom because I felt like I'm the one that's the nurturer, and I'm the one that sort of is the glue that holds, you know, all of that together, where I think from a man's point of view, it's a little bit different. They still feel the need to be the provider. So I think we continued with sort of a more traditional approach of him staying at work, me staying at home. But I really had to force him into figuring out how this is going to work for us.
Right. That's very interesting. You know, that happens all the time because of the economy in some ways. And, of course, the opportunity for why not have two head of household in the sense of income from this standpoint
exactly.
of view, but obviously somewhere along the line, somebody has got to be the CEO of the house, though, and so you know, and that where you know you obviously made the decision to do that, and then there are situations I've talked to many men that decided the fact that they become the person that's in charge of the house because of their career, and these are not just basically a stay-at-home dad that doesn't do anything. But basically, because of their work schedule, allows them to do, if they are freelance, for example, that they're able to stay home versus the wife is on a more of a structured kind of a job, where a 9-to-5 or whatever. So they work it out, and so there is the both sides of the equation, so to speak. You know, so it's a wonderful balance, and I'm glad that you are able to share that the process with our listeners this morning with regards to how you guys work things out. Susie, what is actually beyond the bus stop? Give me the nuts and bolts of it.
I mean, really, for me, beyond the bus stop is for each of us to find that balance between being a mother and being a woman. And as one of our members likes to say, her name is Sally Miller, she likes to say, I am mom to three kids, but I'm Sally to the rest of the world. And I think we cannot forget that we are women, and there are aspects of us that are separate from being a mom. Being a mom is a huge part of our life, but there's also the woman that we still have inside of us. And I created Beyond the Bus Stop initially not knowing what it was. So I spent about 9 years exploring what it was and trying to figure out what it was and how we're going to do this and is it safe and women go beyond the bus stop, what does that mean? And I really think it means coming back to who we are as individuals, as women. And so I created a community so that women could find each other and support one another. And it's just been a beautiful thing. Years ago, Johnny, if you would have said, you know, you're going to start a women's group, I would have said, there is no way I'm starting a women's group because, you know, I didn't want to talk about diapers anymore. I didn't want to talk about curtains. I didn't want to talk about all our kids' activities. I wanted to find out more about other women. So it's just an amazing thing to create an organization, to create a community, because we're all finding one another and we're learning about each other and we're lifting each other up and we're helping each other pursue or rediscover aspects of ourselves that we didn't know were even still there. And we're discovering new aspects of ourselves, and with that community of support, no judgment, no competition, just really purely open arms. And, you know, I hope that this continues to grow, that other women want to be part of a community like this and really get to know women that are there for them, you know, there for them unconditionally.
That's fascinating. I mean, I always believe one of the things that my mom taught me, that in every one of us is a seed of greatness, and this is the key to our successes. And so in your case, it has always been in you to take the lead. And so as you live through life and you encounter certain things in life and basically position you to where you're at today, I mean, that's fascinating. It's just tremendous. Let me ask you this. What are the challenges that you think that mothers today are facing that really did not exist in your mom's generation or in other generations compared to what you guys are going through right now?
Well, I'll jump in and say just one thing in particular, and then I'd love, you know, Jackie and Desiree and Tracy to share. But I think there's a good and bad. I think it's amazing that we have so many choices. We get to choose. We have control over how we want to view life, things we want to try, things we want to pursue. I think we have a lot more choices than our mothers did, a lot more options to work, not work, work from home, not work from home. But on the flip side, I think it's also a challenge because if it's women like myself, there's so many things I still really want to do, but I have to choose where I put my time. So it's a challenge to have choices, but also a blessing to have choices.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jackie. I think one of the things that's different from when our parents had kids versus in today's environment is the thing that's a little bit different is today I think our kids are overscheduled, and it's taxing for both them and for us as parents. I think, you know, when I grew up, I came from a very traditional household. My father came home for dinner, and we all sat down to dinner at the dinner table, and that's when we would talk about what happened in our day and what, you know, what we wanted to do for a vacation or, you know, what we wanted to plan. We would do little plays in the backyard and, you know, all kinds of family things. And I think now the kids are so busy with sports. Who's going to dance? Who has gymnastics? Who has lacrosse? Okay. Who has all these different things that we're lucky if we can actually sit down two at a time to have dinner.
Right.
Because somebody has to be picking up someone from somewhere. And they're so overscheduled. They can't just go outside and play in the neighborhood like we used to do. I used to get lost for hours at a time until I knew what time it was, and I knew if I didn't get home for dinner, I would be in so much trouble. Well, the kids these days, they're getting driven down to their friend's house, and we have to go back and pick them up in order to get them home for dinner. And I think our parents just didn't have that hustle and bustle the way that we have it today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a little easier to sort of have that family unit together.
Okay.
Yeah, the family's changed completely. This is Tracy. I agree that, you know, kids are sometimes overscheduled. Like tonight, for instance, Tom's going one way with one kid for softball, and I'm going another way with the other kid for softball because they have games in two different towns exactly the same time. So, I mean, it can happen, that's for sure. And And this time of year, especially because spring, everything's happening. You know, this is our last week of school. They're all out there. But like my oldest daughter loves the hustle and the bustle. She can't hardly stand to sit down. My youngest, she'll go, you know, build a fort out of bicycles in the backyard. As I'm sitting here looking at it, she's built it last night, and she just loves that. And she'll entertain herself. And she gets frustrated at times with so much going on. And there is a happy medium. Sometimes I have to tell my oldest, you know, sit down and just relax for a little bit. We need to just have some time, some quiet time, and just relax. And my youngest, too, I sometimes have to slow her down because she just wants to go be by herself. And I try to get her involved in stuff and try to help her find her passion, because I think so many times there's so many lost kids out there that don't find their passion because their parents can't afford to put them into that passion. And I think it's important that we help them to find it and then to really grow on it. You know, I grew up riding horses because that's what I wanted to do. And so my parents let me do most of the things that I wanted to do with my horses. I didn't play as many sports as a lot of my other friends because my horses were my sport. And my oldest, she just loves every sport there is. Plus, she loves her horses. My youngest, really, she doesn't really care about anything. She'd just rather be by herself. And I don't want her to become that little hermit because that can also cause other issues. And I think that's where a lot of these kids get into drugs and different things because parents give up on them too soon. And they're like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. And they're like, fine. They don't want to argue with them. They don't want to push them. They don't want to help them, just help them strive for something that they want, and so they just kind of give up on them. And I've watched it happen with some of my friends as kids, and it's sad because everybody has a purpose, and it's finding that. And sometimes you have to go through some things to get to your purpose, but we all have that purpose, and we just have to find it. And sometimes it's there when we're young, and if our parents would help us to find that, we could find it even faster.
Yeah, this is Desiree. I actually wanted to mention the carving out of me time, which to me, it seems like such a huge undertaking to do that when you do become a mom, when you become a parent. Back in the day, I have this impression that the me time probably wasn't something that they wrapped their brain around because they didn't think that it was something that they could do. When you become a mom, you are not supposed to think of me. You're supposed to think of everybody else, but you're supposed to be caregiver and a parent to your children. So the me time probably wasn't something that they really did back then. Now we wear so many hats that it's hard to carve out the me time that we know we deserve. Mm-hmm. So the dilemma still exists. It's just that now we look at it in a different light. The carving out of me time to make sure that you don't lose yourself, that you continue to evolve, that you don't put yourself on a bookshelf, that you actually take a good look at you as a whole person, and to develop your skills and what you could be of service inside and outside the home, to connect with people and to have a very fulfilling life. It is okay to have that. And back in the day, they may not have felt that that was their role, but it is a part of the beings who we are. So the carving out of me time is difficult right now for us because we do so many things and we're, you know, cut in so many different ways throughout a day. But a place like a Beyond the Bus Stop organization does reiterate the point that it is okay to embrace that me time, even if it's 20 minutes a day or even if it's a couple times a week, for you to dedicate time to solely just you, to grow as a person, to grow as a woman, to connect with people like yourself and to inspire each other to think about that me that's inside of you.
Very interesting analysis from your side. I just wanted to share something with you, too. This is very interesting because for those of you who may not know this, I mean, I have nine moms, and so, you know, getting their perspective on different things and how they do things, and they are from a different generation. But the interesting thing about it is that they are in the generation where they have what they call their own private sanctuary, their domain, and their kitchen or their sewing room, or where the husband doesn't go in there. The child does not go in there. And I think in some ways the newer generation now where, and again, this is, you cannot create order without creating disorder somewhere else. Now we want to have that synergy of family. We want to have the husband with us all the time at home doing certain things in the kitchen, cooking together, or even the kids, engaging them in doing things. together. And but you'd be surprised that perhaps our parents and our grandparents don't usually have that problem, because the husband, for lack of a better term, has his own cave in the garage or wherever that may be, and the mom has, you know, her sewing room or her kitchen, obviously, that she has that quality time that away from all the kids. You go play in your room and don't bother me. I'll make you a cookie.
It's so different today.
It's
like we rewired our brains and we think differently about the structure of our home and how we choose to share it with each other.
Right. And then the flip side, too, I think, you know, my sister had, of course, her kids are grown up now, but I remember when I was home in Malaysia visiting her, and my nephews would be telling me, yep, my parents would be running me over to piano lessons, to this, to that, and everything, and finally one of the younger ones was much better. He said, hey, look, I really don't care playing piano. You want to waste your money, that's fine, but I don't care for it, you know. And so what we subconsciously don't realize is that we actually may have imposed some of these things on our kids, that they may not want to be that busy.
That's so true.
It's just a food for thought, okay?
We're keeping up with everybody else.
Precisely. And it's a subconscious thing. It's a subconscious thing, because I want my son to be the best he could be. But in what area? I think that's the question that one has to ask, because do I want him to be the best golfer? Do I want him to be the best baseball player? Or do I want him to be the best math student or something like that? I'm just food for thought. And so I think sometimes we don't realize that we do incorporate all this in there. And then in the course of doing that, because moms today, you know, in so many cases, like you guys are very successful yourself prior to the wedding, to the marriage and everything else, then now all of a sudden right now you're thinking about everybody else except you. And then how do I balance this thing out? But I'm glad that you guys are able to find beyond the bus stop in helping you guys address this issue and come out, you know, with a very balanced approach for yourself as well as for the family. That's fascinating. Susie, let me ask you this. How does Beyond the Bus Stop help you personally? How has it changed in terms of before and after? You know, how, because it's a personal transformation. Originally, I talked about turning points in our lives. So how has this turned your life around?
Oh, my gosh. On so many levels. I think initially when I started to pursue Beyond the Bus Stop for myself, I had never even used the words for at least 4 years. I just was out exploring, trying to figure it out for myself what it was. For me, I pursued a childhood dream of mine 10 years ago. I decided to, I was depressed. I'd never lived my dream of being in television. So somehow with three kids at my feet, I got it in my head, if I didn't do it then, at least try. 10 years from that moment, I'd be more depressed and unfulfilled. So I took little tiny baby steps the first year, the second year, the third year. And Johnny, for me personally, taking that Beyond the Bus Stop journey just initially for myself led to a very exciting 10-year career in television production.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, I've been able to do it with support for my family, and I can manage it with my kids' schedule because it's only freelance work.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, Johnny, to be at the World Series as a grown woman, standing on the pitcher's mound, looking up into the stands, and I had tears in my eyes saying, I did it. And I looked up in the stands. I said, there's that little girl up in the stands looking down at the TV crew on the baseball field, and here I am. Here she is.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really a pivotal moment for me at that moment that anything was possible, and possible for any mother if I was able to do that and still have my kids be excited about what I was doing, you know, be excited to talk to their teachers and their bus driver about it. And the other thing that's just been huge in my life is all these amazing women, and you've had the opportunity to meet a few of them today, but to be surrounded by amazing, beautiful, caring, intelligent women has uplifted me beyond words. And I only invite other women to have that same feeling. and to start taking care of themselves and being part of a community like this, because truly we're powerful as women, and even more so I think as mothers, because we now have so much life experience and understanding.
Very interesting. And Tracy, how about you? How did you find out about Beyond the Bus Stop, and how has finding Beyond the Bus Stop, how has it benefited you personally?
I met Susie through Beachbody. Beachbody is a fitness program, and we got to talking, and I had made that journey to Beyond the Bus Stop, and it was interesting how much in common that Susie and I had, and so we really connected right off. And becoming a member of Beyond the Bus Stop has just enhanced that so much for me, and it's even made me come even farther, I guess, too, and because there is so many amazing women that don't have the mentality that so many women out there have, and that we're, you know, that we're hoping to help change that mentality, that there is more than being a mom, and there is more than being just the wife, and that there is more than sitting in your pajamas on the couch eating bonbons all day, which a lot of people get wrapped up in. And I love that there's a group of women that don't backbite and don't look down upon you, and that do
right.
support you, and that do encourage you, and that do want you to succeed. Even
right.
if they don't succeed, they still want to see you succeed. And that's what's
sure.
so awesome about it.
Right. That's wonderful. And Desiree, how about you? How did you find Beyond the Bus Stop, and how has it impacted your life?
Well, I was very fortunate to be invited to one of the meetings this year to Beyond the Bus Stop's Chester County chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really excited when I got there, because the energy in the room had such a positive vibe and a positive energy from the ladies at the meeting that I joined immediately the online community as well. And it truly changes the perspective of how you view yourself and your life. I do think, again, that as a mom, I started becoming almost robotic, that I was forgetting me in so many aspects of my everyday life, because I thought that my role really is, the priority is the children, the priority is my marriage, my home, but what about me? And there were times that I would look at my husband and say, I want to connect with people, and I want to touch the lives of people, and what is my next journey? What is that next phase for me? Well, meeting these ladies was hugely inspirational and empowering, because they taught me that it is okay to think about myself at times, to you know, carve out that me time that I spoke to you about. And for myself, my passion is food, and it always has been, but I put it on the back burner for so long because the priority became my home and my family. And now I'm learning as I go along that I can incorporate myself into that pot. It doesn't have to be so separate. I don't have to wait or procrastinate. I can have bits of work that I can do each day to achieve a goal for the near future. So just in the short time I became a member of Beyond the Bus Stop, I started speaking and writing about food and trying to get my message out there that I am in this community and that I have a voice and that I could talk to people about utilizing the space under their own roof, the kitchen, to make connections with their loved ones in such a huge way that will change their life as well as the relationships they have with others, because food brings us together. So that's my passion, that's my journey, and by becoming a member of Beyond the Bus Stop, it gave me that nod, like, okay, Desiree, this is your time. You don't have to wait to do this. Start now.
Right. That is okay. I mean, you're not alone, basically. You do have to
yeah.
think about that.
I felt like I was a part of a team, and that their energy gave me the boost that I needed, that I didn't want to look at the future as dark for myself. I didn't want to become that mom that
right.
didn't develop herself along the way. And I do think it's okay to tell other people, other moms, other women, you don't have to lose yourself entirely. You can, along the way, polish what it is that you want to be and do in and outside the home.
Certainly. I mean, we all live a very fluid life, and the roles we play, whether it's a mother or a neighbor or a sister or a brother, you know, it is fluid, and it doesn't has to be confined to specifics, and so that's what you did. Jackie, how about you? How did you find Beyond the Bus Stop, and how has it benefited you?
Well, I actually went through a bit of a dark period before I found Beyond the Bus Stop. Once I stopped working and I was home alone with the kids every single day all by myself, I really treated it as if I was still going to the office. I would prepare the night before. You know, I would research educational games. I would set up the whole yard or the driveway, and I sort of poured every bit of myself into the kids. And, you know, I wanted to make sure that I was putting down something for each time of the day that passed, just like I would a daytimer at, you know, the office. But what I didn't realize is that once I was doing all this, other kids would then start to come over and sort of change what I was doing for my kids, because then they wanted to play. Then their moms would come over, and now I'm entertaining everybody on my driveway and in the yard. Then they're trying to talk about redecorating their house, you know, what they're going to do for landscaping. And I didn't really have much in common with any of these people except for really the kids. And, you know, every day I would do the same thing, still hoping that, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be alone with my kids and I'm going to be able to do this. And every day more and more would come. It's like that movie, If They Build It, It Will Come. If
right.
I put something out in the yard, everybody's coming over. And after 2 years, I just couldn't take it anymore. And I realized that there's got to be more to life than this. And it happened to be Mother's Day, actually. And my husband walked over to one of the neighbors' houses, who I've always kind of kept at arm's length because I just couldn't take any more people on my driveway. There was no more room. And he walked over there, and I kept thinking, oh, God, please don't come over here. Please don't invite them over here. Please don't come back over here. And I just started sobbing on the driveway. I just absolutely started crying, and I said, there's got to be more than this. And I didn't realize at the time that the exact same scene that was going on for me was going on at my neighbor's house as well, where she was crying, saying, oh, God, somebody's walking over. Please don't let them come over here. She didn't want my husband over there either. And we realized that we were in the exact same boat, and that we were basically soul sisters. We just realized that there's more than what we were chit-chatting about on the driveway with the kids, that, you know, we could laugh together and we could cry together and we could actually tell what we were feeling at that moment and let somebody else in and realize that we're not alone. And that was sort of my realization, that there is more out there than, you know, for me, it was life on the driveway. For Susie, it was beyond the bus stop. And for everybody else, there's a similar story of where you sort of realize that there's more out there and there's more to me than what I'm doing right now. And I think that's what is so special about Beyond the Bus Stop. It's a forum that lets us talk about things that are real and not just sort of that, you know, idle chit-chat of, you know, trying to make conversation, but things that are important to us, you know, whether it's what our hopes are or dreams, mm-hmm. or figuring out how to get to that next step in our lives and figuring out really what is my passion or what is my purpose, and really helping us get to find that. It's such a warm and welcoming environment that you can really feel comfortable to be yourself. And I think that's what I needed the most, is to get back into reality with who I am and not try to put on a front for everybody else the way that most people were living their lives around here.
Well, that's certainly true. Well, you know, when we look back in other generations, what you have is that our moms, our grandmothers have friends in the neighborhood, but then what you find is that they do actually have that camaraderie built in through swapping foods, things that they get involved with, and of course, that's their outlet.
Hmm.
And what's the fascinating thing about what we have to offer today is not only just being that neighborly kind of thing, but the internet has really opened things up, and now not only you find that you have someone that's in the same situation as you are, but quite possibly having the same career or career-minded people that might be way across the other side of the continent, so to speak, but you can chat and support each other, and that's, I think, that it's a fascinating thing to see. But what I gathered also from the process of hearing all you ladies talk about, one thing which I'm very, very excited about is that you know, you guys all believe in not outsourcing motherly love, because a lot of times in the, you know, being busy in being, so to speak, self-discovering oneself, you inevitably outsource motherly love, let someone else take care of the child. And I mean, even though the intent is not there, but somehow that happens, you know, in terms of I believe was it Desiree that you mentioned about, like, well, do I leave my child at the daycare?
Oh, that was Jackie, yeah.
That was
Jackie,
me, yeah.
And so those are the things that you know, when you start thinking about it, you know, like, wait a minute now, is this, you know, is this right or wrong? Or are we just doing what the Joneses does, you know? And so that's something very, very different. So I'm kind of glad that somehow, somewhere, you guys are able to, it's a natural nurturing instinct of a mom to take care, you know, the child comes first. So that's wonderful to know that. Susie,
well, then keeping up with the Joneses is overrated. I'm sorry, but it is. It'll just get you in trouble. And most of the time, the Joneses don't have it any better than we do. And
that's what so many people think,
because from the curb, everything looks good. But once you go behind those closed doors, a lot of times the Joneses are worse.
Well, no one knows that. Yeah.
Exactly.
No one knows what happens behind closed doors. And but I think if we're not mindful, that's what happens. I think it just sucks us in to, you know, okay, I've got to do this, and everything else. Susie, how can Beyond the Bus Stop help other moms who are listening right now, or who apparently may or may not be listening, but just out there, what has Beyond the Bus Stop to offer them?
Right now, Beyond the Bus Stop has an online that they can join at no charge. It's free. Set up a profile. And I encourage women to do that. We have a lot of people that come to the site but don't set up a profile. What I've seen, the women that have set up a profile, they've put out there what their needs are, what their wants are, what their dreams are, and you actually, by putting it out there, you're inviting the universe to help you achieve those things. Mm-hmm. And you invite other people within the community to see what you need and to reach out and offer support. So we have women that might have fitness needs or weight loss or health or career or parenting needs. I mean, it's across the board, relationship needs, financial needs. And by setting up a profile and really putting yourself out there, you are going to have access to other women that will be there for you. So that's the one thing that we have. We also started to create local chapters because, Johnny, you know, there's this false sense of connection that we seem to be getting with the internet, with the cell phone, with the text messaging, that we're forgetting that we really need to connect in person to each other and feel the energy that Desiree told you about. So it's been important to me to still try to work on women coming face-to-face together. So we have a chapter in New Jersey right now. We have one in Pennsylvania. We hope to expand those chapters and eventually have chapters available nationwide. And we'll continue to expand the community, the online experience as well. And we're working on a couple books. I'm working on a book with Tracy Davis called The Mama Secrets. Mm-hmm. And we have stories and quotes from real women and mothers who are going to offer inspiration and motivation to other women. And also another book that I'm writing with a co-author that'll come out too, really about reconnecting to the women that we are, while still being amazing, loving mothers. And I truly feel when we do have that connection and that fulfillment, I think we're so much better and more present and more authentic with our children.
What you offer is a resource center, basically, for everyone.
Yes. But online, and again, we hope to continue to expand it with an in-person experience as well in future events where women can actually come together.
That's wonderful. And where can they find out this information?
They can go to beyondthebusstop.com. And you'll see Jackie, you'll see Desiree, you'll see me, you'll see Tracy, you'll see hundreds of other women on there from all parts of the country. And recently we have a new member from Florence, Italy.
Oh.
So I'm feeling very international now.
Right.
But that's, you know, she's an American woman that has a story to tell. She did something pretty extraordinary. And so she connected with us as well. So beyondthebusstop.com, and you can find resources there and connect with other resources.
And you guys also offer, like you had mentioned just now, about health, people that are interested in health. So that's what I like about it. Visiting your website, you have a wealth of information and things that may not necessarily just be on one specific thing, because each and every one of us have different needs, and you are able to offer basically an array of services and support from different members that are going through whatever they're going through, and you know, being able to validate that, hey, you're not alone, that we are going through this, and so forth. And most importantly is to build a camaraderie amongst moms everywhere, because there's a common bond there. Basically, we're all mothers. We go through lives, and you know, this is an opportunity for us to basically connect and chat and support each other
and have real conversation. We added the tagline, real women, real conversation. It's like, let's just be real. Let's just be authentic. Let's just share, because we have way more in common than just being women and just being mothers. We have a lot of the same thoughts, feelings, dreams, and needs. And we need each other to be stronger and to be able to, you know, live a healthier lifestyle.
And all this actually translates to a better family life, I presume.
Definitely.
I think our metric, as a friend of mine says, is our children. You know, we can look at how are our children adjusting, how are our children able to cope with life and choices and health and wellness. As a mother said on Beyond the Bus Stop, she said she can't give away to her children what she doesn't already possess.
Right.
So I think if we're healthier, we feel balanced, we feel fulfilled, we have passion, we're teaching our kids how to have that same type of lifestyle too.
Very true, very true. Well, we're almost to the end of the show. I want to give you ladies an opportunity to share something special. Every guest on my show has an opportunity to share their recipe for living, whether it's something that they have encountered themselves that they realize, wow, this is something I would like to pass on to someone else, or something that they've heard from their moms telling them about a wonderful recipe for living. So, Susie, would you like to start off first?
Well, when you asked that, the first thing that came to my mind was my mother, and something that she has always said and continues to say, and not in these exact words, but I like this: the less you talk, the more they listen. And I think it's important that we demonstrate in our family to be healthy leaders and role models. They're watching everything that we're doing more so than what we're saying. And I think it's important that we take the lead on a healthy, balanced lifestyle. And also, it's come in handy because when my daughter starts talking, I stop talking. I just listen. I won't move a muscle till she kicks me out of her room, because I think they just want to be heard. We're so quick to, did you do your homework? Did you do this? Are you ready for practice? Do you have clean clothes? Bring down your laundry. That really we need to stop and just have quiet and let them start talking and sharing.
Fantastic. Ladies, any of y'all have anything to add? If not, we're wrapping things up here very shortly.
I would like to. This is Desiree. I just wanted to say that I really, I've come full circle and understand now so much more, especially this year with growing with Beyond the Bus Stop, that our life truly can be wonderful chapters, but the story of our life is only going to be that much more wonderful and fantastic if we allow those chapters to grow and evolve. We need to like, you know, look at the past and carry with us lessons learned from the past, but allow ourselves to grow and move forward so that the next chapter can be just as rewarding and give ourselves that chance to grow as people. So I look at my life now as this fantastic story, but it wouldn't be very interesting if I stayed in the one chapter. I need to make the next chapter just as great as the last chapter.
I understand. Fantastic. Anyone else?
I tell people, this is Tracy, I tell people all the time that life is good always, because it is. No matter what you go through, it's always good. At the top, you know, there's little seconds in there that might not be so grand, but in the end, it's always good.
Fantastic. And
this
anything
Jackie,
else?
I would just say, don't forget to laugh. It's so important.
Wonderful. Well, ladies, thank you for spending this hour with me on From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. To all our listeners, thank you for being with me this morning. Please join me next Tuesday morning as we kick off our series on how children honor and pay tribute to their moms for making a positive difference in their life. My guest will be author Brian Schell, who recently wrote a book titled Everyday Single Mom, Life and Dating Inspirations. Brian and I will be discussing his book, which contains one inspiration for each day of the year with a daily dose of spiritual affirmation dedicated to all the on-the-go single mom. By the way, Brian was raised by a single mom, and he wrote this book to honor her. For additional information about this show, future shows, and my recipe for living, please go to FromMyMamasKitchen.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Twitter/FMMK Talk Radio. And thank you for listening this morning. Have a great week. Ladies, thank you again, and have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.